here again to share with you from the Word of God, and today I'm going to be reading from Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 10. Not a very usual book of the Bible, but so much inspiration in there that we're going to share today. So Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 10 in the New International Version says, "Do not say, why were the old days better than these? For it is not wise to ask such questions." You know, some people think about the good old days. They think about when they were younger, how much was a bottle of Coke, how much was a loaf of bread. Mm-hmm. And they're thinking, oh, we want to go back to the good old days. But the Bible says, don't say, why were the old days better than these? It is not wise to ask such questions. In the world, things generally get more expensive. They get more difficult because that is the system of the world. There's nobody that can say things are cheaper today than they were when I was young. The nature of the world is just to get more expensive, more difficult. So the Bible says, don't ask such questions. It is better to learn to live successful, vibrant, and victorious in every situation. Don't keep asking for the good old days. No, live victoriously wherever you find yourself. And that's what the Word of God teaches us. I want to read from Job chapter 22. And verse 29, and this is very, very inspiring. It says here, "When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is lifting up, and he shall save the humble person." In other words, the more the system of this world puts men down, the more they are cast down, the more there's talk of inflation, the more the exchange rate is erratic, the more the systems of this world fail, the more you should declare that there is lifting up, that there is promotion, that there is exaltation. Listen, if you want to live above the systems of the world, you cannot conform to the same system. The world is not designed to give you an easy time. It is designed to sink you. That's why it is so important in the day in which we live for you to know the Word of God for yourself, for you to follow God's guidance, God's leadership, and to operate the system of the kingdom. Glory be to God. I want us to read from 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. It says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world." Hallelujah. "And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." So, whatever is born of God, and of course, whatever includes whoever. So, if you're a child of God, you are born of God. So God's children, God's systems, God's purposes overcome the world. The world is designed for darkness. The world is designed to fail. The Bible talks about the wisdom of this world that comes to nothing. It comes to nothing. But the one that is born of God and anything that is born of God overcomes the world. Praise the Lord. That means, number one, you have to be born of God. If you want to win in life, you want to win in this world, you've got to be born of God. To be born of God means to be born again. So whatever is born of God overcomes the world, like I said, includes whosoever. So number one, you've got to be born again. Number two, whatever comes from you, whatever comes from the one that is born of God overcomes the world. So don't be concerned about the business that you started or the things you are involved in. So long as they are coming from you, you are going to win. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, this is the victory that overcometh the world. In other words, this is how you overcome the world. It says, even our faith. So through your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you overcome the world. Some people don't like to think about faith. They think faith is the poor man's hope or the poor man's escape. No, faith in God is what wins. Your faith overcomes the world. Don't let anything steal your faith. Don't let anything dampen your faith. Rather, build your faith. Invest in your faith. Grow your faith, because that is what you require to overcome the world. What is faith in simple terms? Faith is the response of the human spirit to the Word of God. Faith is doing the Word, acting as if the Word of God is so. So whatever God's Word says, you act upon it. You act in line with it. It says if you do that, you will overcome the world. The Bible tells us that Jesus overcame the world. And so he's the one that can show us how to overcome. The government doesn't know how to overcome the world. They are victims of the system, or they are the ones Satan uses to create the system. So nobody's going to help you overcome the world. It's got to be by your faith. God's word gives you a life beyond what this world can offer you. And so it's time to learn the word of God. It's time to invest in your faith and grow your faith to win. That's why I'm inviting you to a night of blessings. Yes, this is a night where you're going to learn the word of God and your faith is going to be built up so strong. By the time you are leaving that night, you'll be seeing the world at another level. You'll be looking from the mountaintop. You will see that you have actually overcome the world. I'm inviting you to join me and thousands of others at the Tafar Balewa Square, Lagos, on Friday, September 12th, 2025, from 6 p.m. till dawn. Come with your friends, your family, your colleagues, your neighbors. Make it a date. You may have never been to such a meeting before, but there's always a first time. In the world we live today, you've got to have something that will make you win. You've got to build your faith to overcome the world. You've got to stand out. You've got to be distinct. And this is what you need at this time. Start planning now. I want to know that you're coming. Give us a call. Send us an SMS. Let me know that you are coming. Reserve your seat. Come with your friends, your family, your loved ones. Come and hear the word of God. Come and let your faith be built up strong. Come and hear something that will position you to face tomorrow with confidence and to win. A night of blessings.org is our website. Go there. You'll find more information about the program. And of course, you can also register there. Find out about our free bus transportation from all over the city of Lagos. Find out about the car parking, the security. What are the things we've put in place to make this night so comfortable for you? But most of all, start making your plans to be there. I want to hear from you today. If you've not been born again, just hold on a moment. Pastor George is going to lead you in a time of prayers, lead you to Christ in the Bible way. That's where it begins. Remember, the one that is born of God overcomes the world. So the first step is you've got to be born of God. Don't ask again, why were the good old days better? Don't long for the good old days. No, today you will be equipped to win. No matter the situation, no matter the circumstance, you will win. Just make sure that you join me on that special night and we're going to have a glorious time. You'll be set on course for the rest of the year and I tell you for the rest of your life. I look forward to hearing from you today. God bless you.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Man, for another word of the Spirit that has blessed us today. We don't look for the good old days. Rather, we consciously live every day of our lives in victory. Thank you, ma'am. Now, to you, our listeners, I'm sure you have been blessed by those words from Pastor Deola Phillips. She said, the world system is designed to bring you down. And this is why you must live above the systems of this world by your faith in God's word. And through your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, she said, you overcome the world. Your faith in God is what wins. Then she said, everything from you wins. Hallelujah. Then she said, don't let anything or anyone dampen your faith. Rather, build your faith. Invest in your faith through the word of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I would like to read the testimony of one of our brothers who attended a Day of Blessings program with Pastor Deola Phillips. He said, my name is Brother Michael from Saka Tinubu. I was invited by Brother Paul for a Day of Blessings. Then he says, Brother Paul ministered to me that morning and he emphatically told me that this is my day, that whatsoever challenges I might be going through, disappointments, failures, you name them, says all are gone. Then he says, I was blessed during the program. Then he mentioned and said, I lost my job last December and all the entitlements attached with it. But a week after a Day of Blessings, I was called back to resume immediately and all benefits were restored. Glory to God. This is really, really indeed an amazing testimony. Praise the Lord. He says, this is really indeed a day of blessing. Hallelujah. You know, that's really beautiful. When you come into the presence of the Lord, there is restoration. Hallelujah. Congratulations. Now, if you are not yet born again, I'd like to give you an opportunity right now. So please pray this prayer of salvation after me, but mean it from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations, you're now born again. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for these ones who just prayed the prayer of salvation. Let the name of Jesus be named upon them. They belong to you now. Thank you, Father, for by the power of your Spirit and the ministry of your word, these ones shall be made ready for the rapture of the church. We give you thanks in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. So congratulations once again. But we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know that you just gave your heart to Christ, because we have some resources to send to you to begin to live this life of blessing and enjoy your life as a Christian. And if you've been blessed by these 50 days of blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips, we also would like to hear from you. Or if you have questions or prayer requests, please reach us on our number, and that's 0907-641-5312. Again, the number is 0907-641-5312. When you reach us on that number, we'll be glad to provide you with appropriate responses. Thank you and God bless you. Now, remember to keep a date with us at A Night of Blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafar Balewa Square. Again, A Night of Blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips on Friday, September 12th, 2025, from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafar Balewa Square. Now, this is a night you don't want to miss. So begin to make arrangements to attend, because your testimony is sure. Now, for your free seat reservations, please go online to anightofblessings.org. anightofblessings.org for your free seat reservations. And if you stay anywhere in Lagos, we do have free bus shuttle arrangements in place. So please reach us or send us a text message on our number, 0907-641-5312. Again, 0907-641-5312 for all inquiries and details about the free bus shuttle arrangements. Remember, A Night of Blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips, coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafar Balewa Square. And for your free seat reservations, please go online to anightofblessings.org. And for all inquiries, please reach us on our number, that 0907-641-5312. Thank you so much for being with us today. And we look forward to you joining us again every day of this week at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. for another glorious broadcast. Thank you and God bless you.
Christ Embassy presents A Night of Blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025.
From 6 p.m. at the Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island.
It will be a time of total restoration and transformation.
Free bus shuttle will be available on the island from Marina to Ekpe.
Get ready to experience an outpouring of blessings like never before.
For seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org. Or call 0907-641-5312 for inquiries and bus shuttles.
Remember, for seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 0907-641-5312 for inquiries and bus shuttle. See you there.